I was just talking a little bit about Donald Trump. Some news coming out yesterday that just made me smile so much. I love the story. I really do. I can tell you what it is, or I can let the man tell you why he is making news himself, and I'll do just that.
The directive I'm signing today will refocus America's space program on human exploration and discovery. It marks an important step in returning American astronauts to the moon for the first time since 1972 for long-term exploration and use. This time, we will not only plant our flag and leave our footprint, we will establish a foundation for an eventual mission to Mars and perhaps someday to many worlds beyond.
That is Donald Trump officially saying flying to the moon is back on the cards. Now, you might remember while Obama was president, they were talking about pretty much axing all the missions in regards to NASA, besides the big Mars one where they're planning for people to live on there. Obviously, it's a funding issue. There was no money, so that's why. But Donald Trump said, nuts to that. We are going to be sending more people to the moon. I hate a lot of things that he says. I really do. But I like the idea of little kids being inspired to become astronauts again. That seems like a pretty cool thing to me. I did Google why we don't go to the moon anymore, and instead of finding any hard facts of why, I was assuming it's mainly the price of it all and there's nothing left to explore. Instead, what I found was like a billion conspiracy theories of why we don't go to the moon anymore. Some of them include that we never actually went to the moon. It was all a conspiracy. Another reason is that astronauts met aliens while on the moon and they warned us to not go back. That is a legit, like, full website dedicated to that theory. Oh, man, I love it. I am very excited about the fact that we could be heading back to the moon, but I don't know. It just kind of makes me smile, especially with today's technology. It'd be very, very cool.